Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi, this is Madison. Give you a call. Can I get your zip code so I can get into your account?
Yeah, the zip code is 94578.
You said 94578.
That's right.
Okay, one second, please. And what's your address? I mean, your first and last name?
Joel Martinez.
Joe Martinez.
That's right.
And what's your address to confirm that account?
It's 848 Bari Drive, and that's in San Leandro, California.
All right, one second, please. Okay, sir. So, I'm seeing that you ordered a Steph Elite drone on the 17th of this month.
Yeah, I canceled that, and I still received it. So we gotta fix this. So I noticed then after I signed up in the terms and conditions that you guys have your business there, that there's some sort of monthly thing going on as well. So this is, I think, generally considered a pretty dubious business practice. So I canceled the service. And I don't want to have anything to do with this service. And I'm not sure why I received the drone. I thought I canceled that as well. And I noticed here in the packing slip that there's not even a name of the business. And so, I also went to the website that's listed in the terms and conditions, and we couldn't get the website to come up. So all of this kind of points to something that's, not typically of a good business practice. So it makes me really, really concerned that maybe this is something else, and that, having a monthly charge on something ongoing, that's just not going to work. So I reported it to my credit card as fraud, and so they're aware of this. And so we need to kind of stop this.
I can cancel out your account where you won't be billed anymore, but I assure you that these are valid charges since you signed up for the Steph Elite drone.
And
So
I'm
sorry,
returning.
excuse me. For
And
since you
I'm returning the drone product, so you need to give me
Yeah, we
information
have
on how
a
to
no
return it.
return policy.
That's illegal. So you need to give me the address to return the product. That's illegal in the United States. You can't
I
do
can
this.
cancel out your account for sure, though.
Yeah, and there won't be any charge either because I'm returning the product.
Yeah, I see that the 6732 was
Yeah.
declined, but the 997 went through for the warranty bundle and the Steph Elite drone, which was, yeah, you already received it, but yeah, we don't take
Yeah.
those back because we don't have
I'm,
any,
it,
we
you
don't
don't get
have
a choice.
shipping.
That's the law. You don't get to choose the laws you obey. You don't get to sell a product without a return policy on a drone like this on a non-perishable.
That's just how
So
the
yeah,
company is. I'm so sorry
you need to
about
give
that.
me a return address so I can send it back to you.
I'm so sorry, but we don't have a return address. I mean, you can send it back to the post office, but we are not taking that back.
But you're also not going to charge me.
I can return this to you.
Of course you can. If you do this, I'm going to report you. My credit card isn't going to pass it.
Yes, sir. I'm see since you already went to your credit card company, if I can refund this 997 and it did go through. So, I'm able to return both of those 997s.
Yeah.
I'm
Yeah,
so
so
sorry
if
about this again.
what you're doing is illegal. You can't send a product and then not have a return policy. There's at least a 30-day return policy, and that isn't perishable.
I mean, so if we do have a cancellation, place where you can call in and, you know, let us know that you don't
I'm calling you. You're the contact, and that's what I'm calling. You need to cancel.
Yes, sir. We're that. That's what I was trying to say to you, that we're that, and we can cancel our account.
No, you're not trying to say that. There is no charge that's going to be paid, my dear. I'm sending you back your card.
Okay. I'm so sorry about that.
This is a scam, and you know it. You're operating illegally. You know this is a scam, and the last thing you want is to stir things up. So keep this real quiet. You're going to return it. You tell me where to return it, and there will be no charges.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I will raise a fault. I think the last thing you want is this kind of attention. There's a lot of suckers out there. You're going to get money from them, but not from me.
Yes, sir. One second while I notate that account, then I can give you this cancellation number, and then we can get off the phone. Okay, so that cancellation number is C as in Charlie. 263-477-341.
Okay. And I also need to know what's your doing business at? What's your DBA name?
Our PPA number?
What is the name of your business?
We represent over 100 online vendors, so it's not a specific name.
What is the name of the business that has sent me, that has sold me this product, that attempted to sell me this product?
Okay, I could tell you that. One second, please. Okay, so I'm not seeing where the stuff Elite Drone is.
Do you realize how shady this is?
I'm trying to see.
And you're also doing interstate commerce, which makes this a federal felony. I mean, the people that are running this scam are stupid, because this is interstate commerce. You're not dealing with the states, you're dealing with the feds. The last thing you want is for me to raise a stink.
Okay, wait, I have
and
it
also,
right here, sir.
And also, I need to know the name of your company. What is the name of your company? Do you know the name of your employer?
Okay, so you got this.
What is the name of your company, please?
Like I said, we represent over 100.
What is the name of your company?
Consumer Gadgets.
Customer or Custom Gadgets?
Consumer. Consumer.
Consumer Gadgets.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And what is your business address, please?
I'm not able to give that out.
Why not?
Just policy.
That's an illegal policy. As a business, you need to have a mailing address for all correspondence. When you get your business license, that's a requirement.
See, we're not the person that you got this from.
No. I'm asking for your information, because I'm dealing with you, and you're running cover for the people behind the scenes, and I'm going after them too. What is your name?
My name is Madison.
What is the address? I need to know the address of your business, because it's illegal not to tell me, because when they file for a business license, you have to disclose that.
One second, please. Okay, sir. So, yeah, we're Consumer Gadgets, and we're located in California.
What is your address, business address?
I can give you our email address, the corporate email address, so you
no,
can email
you can
them.
Give me your, you can give me your business address. You can give me your mailing address.
I'm so sorry, sir, but we're not able to.
Where do you receive correspondence? Where do you receive correspondence? What is your business number? What is your business number under the Charter of California?
I'm not able to give that out since we're a third
party.
Yes,
you are. What you're doing right now is illegal.
I'm so sorry, sir, but I'm not able
what
to give that out.
Right
I did cancel
illegal.
Out your account, and I did refund the money, so that's all I'm here to do. And but I cannot give you out. I can't give you.
You need to give me
address.
This information. By law, you have to give me the information. I need to know your business license number in the state of California, and I need to know the mailing address that's listed on that business license.
I can give you the email address to our corporate.
You're going to give me that, and you're going to give me the rest. So let's start with the email address.
Okay. The email address is support@trygetyourdeluxeproducts.com.
Hold on. Support at?
support@trygetyourdeluxeproducts.com.
T-R-I-G-E-T?
T-R-Y-G-E-T, you, your, deluxe products.
Is that correct, .com?
Yes, sir.
Now I need to know your mailing address.
That's the only email address I can give out.
No, you need to give me your mailing address. I have an address here that says Ultra Gadget, 140 West 29th Street, Unit 154, Pueblo, Colorado. What is that?
I'm not too sure where that is, but
you're sending things out and you don't know. You know that.
We're a third party company, sir. Sir, we're a third-party company, so
yeah,
we work underneath.
You're a third-party company, and you do business with clients. Products don't just show up on your doorstep, and you don't know where they came from.
Well, you didn't buy it from us, sir. Sir, you didn't buy it from us.
But,
you
yeah,
bought this from a company that was above us.
But you're drop-shipping it, so you're involved in the chain of custody, and therefore you're involved in this. You can't just play this little shell game or little antsy-pantsy, I don't know where, they don't know where, nobody knows, and pay up. That's not going to happen. What you're doing is illegal. If I don't get satisfaction, the next phone call is going to be for the state government to report this incident and report your company. So if you don't want that to happen, you need to know the name.
Okay, sir. I'm so sorry, but this is all the time that I have. I have to move on to
what is
the customer.
We'll do this the hard way, but what is the cancellation number again, please?
Okay. It is C as in Charlie, 263-477-341.
And what order number do you supply?
Order number? That's the confirmation number, so I'm not able to give out anything else. I have given you everything that I'm able to give you.
What
I'm
is
just
the order number
protocol.
That you're canceling against? What is the order number that you're canceling against? How can you issue a cancellation if you don't know what you're issuing it against?
Okay, so the number that I click on is the number that I gave you to the order.
What is
That's
the order
same,
number that you're canceling?
This number that I gave you
is
the same number as the cancellation number. I'm giving you a number that is a cancellation number, but the order ID of the order.
So you're giving me an order ID, not a cancellation.
Basically, I am, but this is the number that we give out for the cancellation numbers.
So basically, it's not a cancellation. You're just giving me an order number and then having you go away without a cancellation. Did you just lie to me?
No, I didn't just lie to you. I'm just giving you out what I was taught to give out. I'm sorry, sir. We're a third-party company. We work underneath the people that you bought this product from. We're not the people that sold it to you.
Who are the people that I bought it from? Who are the people that I bought it from?
I can tell you the website, and you can go on the website and see if you can contact them?
No, I'm gonna come after you, and I'm gonna come after them. But first, I'm gonna come after you guys.
Okay, I have another email address that will probably work in your favor if you want it.
I want all the email addresses and the mailing addresses.
I can't give you a mailing address, but I can give you an email address.
What you're doing is illegal. But give me this email address as well.
Okay, it's support at OPTIMALDiscountDeals.com.
And this is the one with the dead website. So this email probably goes to a dead box as well. But so you basically won't give me a cancellation number. You're saying that the number you've given me is basically the order number. So I have no satisfaction that anything has been canceled.
I mean, you can't look up. You can't look up.
You're going to tell me these things.
Okay, sir. I have to move on to other customers, so I'm sorry this is
No, you don't.
Okay, sir.
I'm going to keep calling back until this is resolved, and this isn't going away.
I did cancel out your account, so it is resolved.
And you won't give me a purchase number against which you canceled?
The number that I give out is the same number as the ID number. So that's the number you can look up and see if your order is canceled. And it is canceled.
There's nowhere I can go to look anything up. There's none of the websites work. So what you're doing is completely a runaround.
Okay, sir. I'm so sorry about that if you feel that way.
I'm not going away, lady. And you are going to get into legal trouble for what you're doing. You need to think twice about the scam that you're running. If I get any problems from you people, I'm going to come down so hard on you. I'm an attorney. I will screw up your world.
Okay, sir. So I'm sorry for that, but I have to move on to other customers. So thank you for calling customer support.
If I get any problems from you, I am going to come down so hard on you. My next phone call is going to be to the state, the Franchise Tax Board. I am going to call the state and let them know what you can do.
Okay, sir. I'm so sorry about
that.
My name is Madison.
What is your name? What is it?
My name is Madison.
Madison.
Yes.
All right, Madison, I suggest you rethink your employment. You're working with a criminal organization.
All right, thank you for calling Customer Support, and you have a nice night.